This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1126. Superstitions, traditions, how to talk about them in your culture.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What is the difference between a superstition and a tradition? These two topics are great ways to build a connection and share something about yourself. Learn more today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so glad to talk to you. You just got back from your trip, and oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear about it.
I know. Today we were recording actually in the beginning of March. This is coming out at the end of March, but it's the beginning of March, and February was was crazy. There was a lot of travel. I was in Cambodia, and then I was in California, but Cambodia was amazing. I mean, gosh, lots of adventures.
Oh, and, my gosh. Yeah. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's always fun when you go to a place that's so different from where you live.
Right.
And it couldn't get more different in Cambodia. And yeah, just, you know, we had some crazy times. We did this bike tour in Phnom Penh and we almost got horned by a bull. It was so
what?
Crazy. Yeah. Like we were biking along and there was this bull that saw us coming at him from the distance. And he stared at us. And then it was only three of us on the tour. So our guide tried biking around him and he literally like took his horns and started going after him. And
oh my gosh.
And so then we had to go around and like avoid him. But then he just stared at us. So we, as we biked away, he didn't take his eyes off of us. It was so scary.
Were you like really scared that like you were in real, real danger?
Kind of, because he definitely, if he wanted to, he could have broke. He was on a rope. He was roped. But that doesn't matter with for a bull.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like it doesn't mean anything. So if he wanted to charge us, he definitely could have.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back safe and sound.
So I've been battling the bulls in Cambodia.
Yeah, wow, look at you.
But you're in Florida right now, isn't that right?
I am in Florida, spending a little bit of time in the sun, and yeah, everything's good. But actually, I hear that up north, it's snowing.
Oh my gosh. I know it snowed yesterday. I don't know about today, but we had some snow yesterday. But it's March, you know, I'm ready for spring. How about you?
Yeah, I'm really, really ready, especially being down in Florida and getting like a taste of like, oh yeah, like I can be outside and not a jacket. Like it just feels so different. So now, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I felt in San Diego this weekend for that conference. And I was there, you know, it was a nice 64 degrees and sunny, right?
Wow.
And I went out for lunch and I could feel the sun beating down on me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to move to San Diego.
Yeah, I know. That would be so nice. That would be so nice. It's so great. And yeah, so we're having a fun time. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like the snow goes on forever. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today, Lindsay.
Well, yeah. And but before we do that, Michelle, I want to take this moment to thank our listeners, because thank our reviewers, the people who reviewed us in Apple Podcasts. So I want to say thank you to Sonia from Taiwan, I Mayet Few from Singapore, Todos Yo from Spain, Vadim Stepa from Ukraine, Marcelo Augusto from Brazil, Russia 000 from USA, someone from Russia on February 12th, Doxid Seed from France, Dunyadin 79 from USA, and Manu Garcia from Peru. Michelle, these are all 4 and 5 star reviews. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much. That is awesome. We really appreciate it.
We love it, guys. We love when you let us know what you think of the show. So if you haven't done it yet, if you want to be famous, have your name announced, go and review our podcast.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very exciting. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about snow because, you know, it happened so frequently where we both live. Did you like snow days when you were growing up?
Of course. I loved nothing more. Like, that was one of my favorite. It is the most magical thing when you're a kid. The moment of anticipation, whether you're going to get a snow day or not, is magical.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. Well, what did you do? Like, what did you do on your snow days, or did you have any traditions or?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we would just, it was always like, as soon as we got word, right, we heard it on the radio, we'd have to go and listen to one channel. It's not like you could go to a website at that time. I'm talking 1992, right?
Right.
And so we would have to go and sit in front of the TV and wait until they announced
districts. That's right. Yep, I forgot about that. Everything would scroll across the bottom of
the screen. Exactly. Like, yeah. It would flash on the screen, and then I would wait for SAU 29, which was my school district. And then if they said SAU 29, I'd be so excited. And then I would go back to bed, but I would never be able to sleep because I was so excited. So then I would just get up, and my brother and I would go out and make snow, like snowmen and hot chocolate, do the snow day things. You know what I mean? Movies, snowmen, hot chocolate, sledding with the neighborhood kids, all that stuff.
Yeah. And were you like super superstitious about it? Did you do anything to like the night before to make sure there was a snow day?
You know what? To be honest, I don't think that was part of our routine. I think we were just like crossing my fingers was the thing that I would do like when I was a kid, like to hope for something, you cross your fingers.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, some people do like these like interesting things to
what? That's so, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard of some of these. Some of these I just found, like, in looking around at, like, what do some people do? So, some of the famous ones are flush ice cubes down the toilet.
To get a snow day?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. And another one is, this one, you probably have heard this one. Sleep with your pajamas inside out and maybe backwards.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Is that for snow days or is that just for, in general, like, good luck? Just for anything, like maybe a sporting event or something?
I don't know. I thought it was just for snow days, but I don't know. I was just kind of looking around. That one I definitely had heard of, but some of these are like a little new to me. And then another one was put a spoon under your pillow.
Wow. I don't know. I wonder if other kids that I knew were doing these things. I definitely wasn't, but
yeah, no, I know the pajamas inside out. I know people who did that and like, but yeah, maybe they do these things now. Who knows? But but guys, if you want to listen to more episodes about snow days and about superstitions, we have one episode, is episode 480, which is how to snuggle up in a snowstorm with chocolate and a fireplace.
That sounds like a good episode.
Yeah, I know. That sounds really nice. Sounds very cozy. And the other one is episode 585, which is about superstitions and the phrase knock on wood. So it's called, this episode is going to be great. Knock on wood.
Awesome. Guys, remember now you can get these episodes right inside the app by searching for them. So you should be using the app because we have some very cool things going on in there this month. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, get the iOS app. You could type in 480 right in the search bar. But the coolest thing about the app now is that students are now listening to the transcripts inside the app. It's a separate payment plan. You get it for free for a week, guys, and then you can go and then you'll be paying through the app for the transcript. So that is now an option, and a lot of students are taking advantage of that because it's really easy to be able to see the transcripts on the screen while you're listening to the show, guys. So go over to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and try that out. Take the free trial. Give it a try.
Awesome. That sounds really cool.
It's so cool. It is so cool. It's going to make a difference. I mean, I showed it to my friend last night when I was over at his house for dinner, and he said, this is how I learned. That's what he said. He said, this is the way to learn. Because when see the words that you're listening to at the same time in a natural conversation, it's a game changer for your learning.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, different like learning styles, right?
Yeah, exactly.
People are more, you know, visual, and that's going to be really helpful, I think.
Yeah, if for our people, for students, guys, if you're a visual learner, this is going to change everything for you with your listening skills. So go get it, definitely.
Yeah.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
All right. Awesome. So go do that. And so, yeah, like, so with the snow days, I wanted to, this got me thinking, you know, thinking about the difference between a tradition and a superstition and how these things are linked.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, all year long, we have different superstitions and I was just reading today about family traditions and what families do. I mean, when you were a kid, just a side question, did you have dinner with your family as a tradition, like evenings? Like, did you guys sit down together as a family?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and I'm glad we did. I feel like that's so important for a family to be able to sit down together as a tradition. You know what I mean? An evening tradition. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, so that's like a tradition. So like going and eating dinner with your family like every night. So like you might not, I was thinking, how am I comparing these two words? But they really are similar and yet very different. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is huge. And this is a really kind of next level thing that you guys are going to want to know to get into more interesting conversations. Right, Michelle? Because that's where the connection comes from. Not when you're talking about boring things. It's when it comes to interesting things like this.
Right, exactly. So like with the snow day thing, right? So which of those things are traditions and which are superstitions, right? So like something like sleeping with your pajamas inside out. Well, is that a tradition or a superstition or both? What do you think, Lindsay?
I think that's definitely, well, I suppose it would be both, right? But first and foremost, I thought a superstition because it's like you do something and you want something else to happen. It's like you do something for good luck. It's kind of a superstition.
Exactly.
But then it also became a tradition because they kept doing it every time they wanted a snow day. So that's how it became a tradition.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, if you do like superstition, if you do X, like Y will happen, like you sleep with your pajamas, you'll get a snow day. Like, obviously, these things are not necessarily true. but, you know, so in that way, they're superstitions. But a lot of times when you do these superstitions, they turn into a tradition. Like, so what is a tradition?
Well, I mean, a tradition is something that you do every year, every week, every month, every holiday, every Christmas, every 4th of July, every Sunday. Like, it's just things that happen regularly and over the years.
Right. So, okay. So what would be just a tradition then?
Okay.
Like an example? And not a superstition. Yeah.
Well, something like getting together for a family reunion every year, right? Yeah. Or maybe your family goes to Florida every Christmas.
Right.
Instead of staying in Maryland or New Hampshire or something. That could be a tradition.
Right. Like, so like, what are some of your like holiday traditions?
Oh, geez. We used to go around the neighborhood. No, around the city of Keene, New Hampshire, where I grew up. And we would go look at the Christmas lights. So we would all get in the car and do like a Christmas lights tour around like the night before Christmas. We'd drive past people's houses and be creepy and and no, just like look at their lights because they would have like light displays in front of their houses, you know. And so that was kind of one of our traditions. What about you? What did you have like any kind of holiday traditions during that time?
Of course, I planned this episode without thinking of any of my traditions.
Michelle.
Why did I do that? I'm just trying to think. I mean, I guess like Thanksgiving, you know, like going over to like my aunt's house and eating, you know, like eating with like, you know, the big family and things like that.
That's fun.
Yeah. But that's really cool with the lights. Actually, in New York, there's some really cool holiday lights that I've seen a couple of years ago. I went out, it's somewhere in Brooklyn, I think. And they're like, it's like this amazing, very famous neighborhood, and their lights are incredible.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, people really do make it kind of an art sometimes to decorate their front lawn with Christmas lights. So it's fun to kind of see what people have done with their creativity, especially in New York. Oh my God, there's so many creative people in New York.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that, you know, you're talking about, you know, your tradition with the lights. That's not a superstition.
No, that's not a superstition. That has nothing to do with wishing exactly. for something or crossing your fingers or hoping for something. That's just something right. I did with my family, you know, every December 23rd for a few years in a row. Yeah.
Right, right, right. So, yeah. So, guys, that's the difference between tradition and superstition. Superstition is exactly what Lindsay says, you know, hoping that something will or will not happen, you know, and that yeah. you can control this, right?
Exactly. Exactly. This is a great conversation topic. If you guys can nail these two vocabulary words and think of your examples, you could start some interesting conversations with native speakers. You know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it's just like an interesting example of like how two like seemingly different words can be linked, right?
Yeah.
And kind of a way that maybe you wouldn't have thought of before. Like I was planning this episode and that wasn't even at all what I was thinking of doing. And then I was like, wait a second, this is kind of interesting. It's something I think our listeners would benefit from.
Yeah. I mean, also when it comes to superstitions with athletes, they have a lot of, you know, athletes have a lot of things like they never change their socks.
They like grow beards, right?
Right, right, right. Because if they, you know, they had a winning pair of socks for one game, they don't want to change them.
Yeah.
All this crazy stuff. So,
right. That's so true. That's true. Yeah. So again, you know, this episode, it's about how sometimes traditions can also be superstitions, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how snow days can reflect that, right? And in American culture. And I'm curious to hear if our listeners had any like snow day traditions or anything like that. That would be awesome to hear.
I mean, for both of these topics, guys, I think the takeaway today is we've talked in the past recently about how, you know, the connection happens when you reveal something of yourself, right, Michelle? Yeah. I feel like we talked about that pretty recently. Guys, this is a good episode where you can take these vocab words, take your examples, and start a really nice connection with someone by sharing your traditions growing up in your country with your family or sharing your superstitions. I know a lot of cultures have a lot of superstitions that are different from ours. So that would be really cool to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's always a fun topic, like a very interesting party discussion about different superstitions. And that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, go out, use these words and start a conversation with a native. And to make sure you're ready, get the transcripts. Again, you can still get them by email just in case you don't use iOS or if you just want to have them by email, you can do that too. So to get them by email, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. But to get them right inside of the iOS app while you listen, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Okay. And those are two separate payment systems there, guys. Okay. Awesome. Well, all Michelle, right. This has been great.
Yeah, this is fun. This is fun. And I wish everyone many snow days if they would like them.
All right. You have a good day. I guess you're not going to get a snow day in Florida today. Is that right?
That would be weird.
Let us know if it happens. Just
I will. I will. All right.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.